audio on demand from Vision Christian Media.
The story.
He was a violent dad in some cases. One of the worst situations that I could live with him was when I was 12 years. He wanted to kill himself in front of us. So it was a difficult situation, but then God began to change many things in the life of my father. Now my father became a Christian.
G'day, I'm Jimmy Colfax. Welcome to The Story. Well, I always love to hear the stories of sponsored children, and that's exactly what we'll be doing today. Solani Castablanco is from Colombia and grew up in a poor family with violence and a suicidal father. However, the trajectory of her life was radically changed when she became a sponsored child with Compassion. Karen Hunt caught up with her while she was visiting a Hillsong conference in Sydney and found out her amazing life journey.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so glad to stay here and to talk to you. So thank you.
You're very welcome. And you haven't been in our country for long. You've come from Colombia, and you've come because you are a former Compassion sponsor child. You know, the whole organization of Compassion really does work, and you are living testimony of that fact since like the age of six. So welcome to Australia. Have you ever been here before?
No, never. It's my first time here, and it's my first time out of Colombia too.
Out of Colombia?
Yes. Yeah, this trip, it's a dream comes true for me. Yeah, God bless me so much for those weeks that I've been here. So it was fantastic.
Well, your English is amazing, considering that fact.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So, honey, you are 23 years of age now, but you were 6 years of age when you joined Compassion as a program. To share with our listeners all across Australia, can you take us back to your early days? Where exactly were you born, and what was life like for you at that time?
Well, I born in 1990s, and I born in Bogota, in neighborhood that the name is San Francisco, like St. Francis, something like that. And I live there with my parents and my younger sister. She is actually 19 years. Mm-hmm. So in my first years, I lived with my grandmother's house. And when I was 6 years, my aunt knew the program, the Compassion program, and she told my mother that was a good opportunity for us to be part of Compassion. And with my cousins, we were to the CDSP there in Bogota, in near to my neighborhood. So it was a blessing for the beginning. Because I'm a little girl that began to know more about God and know more about Jesus. So I'm not Christian there in this moment. But then when I was 9 years, I decided to be a Christian and follow Jesus. So it was the best decision that I could do in my short life in those moments.
So when you were a solicito, yes, a little soli, yeah, that was a major change in your life. Now, I'm aware that you grew up in a home that was marked by substance abuse, marked by violence, but as a charismatic and friendly little girl, you quickly grew to become a very confident and assured young woman. Are you willing to share with us, though, a little bit about the traumatizing experience that you had as a young girl?
Well, in my family, maybe we don't have big problems about money, but also we have problems with my parents, with their relation, because they fade in many times. And also, I saw many times when my father hit my mother or something like that. And also, he does too. He was a violent dad in some cases, and one of the worst situation that I could live with him was when I was 12 years maybe, and he wanted to kill himself in front of us. So it was a difficult situation, and I remember that was in December, in maybe 2002. And this day I had to go to the church because I had service there, and also I was part of the worship group. So I remember that was so difficult for me, but in my mind I just want to do the things for God. And also I thought that if God gave me my father and also my family, he has the things in control. So I realized that I can rest in his hands. So was the thing that I did in those moments. I'd rest in the hands of God, and then God began to change many things in the life of my father too, and my mother also. Now they go to the church together. My father became a Christian maybe 3 or 4 years ago. So it was a blessing for us now to know those kind of things.
So are you an only child, or you have brothers and sisters?
One younger sister. She's 19 years now, actually. Mm-hmm. And she's tatty, and she's a beautiful and sensible girl too. So the good things was that any war situation that we could live there impact negative in our lives. So now we are a good girls with many dreams, with a lot of love for other people, and also for our family to offer from others and from our family. So it was great for us now to see the things that God do for us.
I am loving chatting with Solicito Castablanco. How did I say that, Soli?
Great. Your pronunciation, it's good in Spanish, yeah.
Ah, bien, bien, bien. Gracias. Now, listen, you were born in La Candelaria, yeah, in Colombia. We were just saying before, you grew up in a home marked by some substance abuse and some violence from a very young age. You actually witnessed your alcoholic dad attempting suicide when you were a young girl. You and your mom, family members, you ended up discovering the Compassion Child sponsorship program that was available. Before we go more into compassion and what that looked like for you, just tell me, how long have you been in Australia now?
For 20 days. The next week is my last week here. Mm-hmm. So it was a blessing to stay in Australia because it's dreams come true. Mm-hmm. God answered me about one thing that I prayed before, many, many years before, maybe 5 or 6 years before. My dream was a travel to Australia for 1 month. And the idea was that I don't want to pay anything because I don't have the money to do it. And I put it in a small piece of paper from a book that I have with all my dreams for all my life. And in 2000, I put it, this thing. And the last year, I met Pastor Jim Gray from St. Paul's Castle Hill Church. And he go from to Colombia to Compassion Travel or something like that. And I meet him there in a dinner. And then he invited me here and he said to me, "So you don't have to pay anything. So my church supported too your travel here." So when I hear this news, oh, it was awesome. I'm feel too happy to stay here, really. And I cry for many days because I'm so, so happy. And it was an unbelievable experience.
You're listening to The Story. Today, Karen Hunt is chatting with former sponsor child Solani Castelblanco and finding out her story. And as we've been hearing, coming to Australia was a dream come true for her. Next, we'll hear how another dream came true for her, attending a Hillsong conference. We'll find out about that and more when we return.
If this program has highlighted something you'd like prayer for, we'd love to pray for you. Call 1-800-PRAY-FOR-ME. That's 1-800-772-936. It's a free call. Or text 0401 132 888.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Colfax, and this is The Story. We're back with Karen Hunt having a chat with former sponsor child Solani Castelblanco at a Hillsong conference in Sydney. Actually, being able to be at that conference was a dream come true for Solani.
And to come to Sydney during the week that the Hillsong conference is on as well, what a treat.
It's another dream come true. It's an amazing thing, because I remember when I prayed to God that I want to be here in Australia, I saw the videos from Hillsong and I say, one day I go there. One day I want to sit in a concert to Hillsong, go to the church of Hillsong. And this morning I sit in the worship a moment, and I cried all the time, and I said, thank you, God, because you don't forget any detail that I pray for you. I think that compassion helped me to do this dream come true. So it was wonderful. I'm so excited.
And you're here not just solo, Solly, but your boyfriend of 8 years is with you, Jewel. So we have to say g'day to Jewel. Hola, Jewel. ¿Cómo estás?
Hola, ¿cómo están? Muy bien. Bendecido de estar en Australia. God bless you, Australia.
Nice to meet you too, buddy. And it's great to have you come and join Solly. Is she really such a sunshiny girl? Sol meaning sun.
Mujer que brilla, dices.
Sí, es lo que es. Sol brilla, en español, es así, una mujer brillante.
Yeah,
Sol?
It's real, he says. Yeah, it's a real woman that's shining all the time.
Well, double blessing and double favor that you could both come together, thanks to compassion and thanks to the church here in Castle Hill in Sydney. Now, you've had the same child sponsor for many, many, many years. Only one sponsor all up?
Yeah, just one.
And this particular lady is an American lady. She lives in Colorado Springs in the US of A. She has invested in your life for how many years altogether?
14 years. Yeah, she was my sponsor. She decided to continue support my studies at the university too, in LDP program, that is Leadership Development Program. So was great.
That's quite an investment. God bless that lady. I mean, you've gone all through your schooling. Yes, she's put you through university. Tell us, before we get to university days, what was life like for you then as a teenage girl in Colombia?
When I was a teenager, I was a good student there at the schools. I studied in many schools, maybe 8 schools, because my mother doesn't like that I stayed just for one school in my whole life. So she wants that I go and know another things in another school. So until 8th grade, I study at private schools. And then in 9th, 10th, and 11th grade, I study at public schools. I was a good teenager, I think so. Maybe we have to ask to my mom what is her perspective about it. And also, all the time I went to the church, I involved in all the activities that church give me and offer me. Also, I sing in the church, I'd be part of the worship group there, and also there I could teach the teenagers in the school on Sundays. So it was a wonderful experience for me to do it, those kind of things.
Some people listening know all about Compassion and probably sponsor one or two or even three children themselves, but some people may never have heard of Compassion. Can you just give our listeners a little bit of an overview? Exactly what is Compassion and what have they really done to assist you with your life today?
Well, Compassion is a ministry that helps children to got out to the poverty. This is the big mission of there through Jesus. So the idea with the sponsors are that the children have the opportunity to have a good future, have the opportunity to know more about the life, to enjoy the life and enjoy the childhood through the support that they give them. So, and many, many countries, Compassion is present, and also in Colombia, it's present too. They help many children through many years in Compassion. And last month in Colombia, we celebrated 40 years that Compassion created there. So it was amazing.
Fantastic.
Yes. Yeah. So as a sponsored child, I'm really excited to know that the things and the mission that they created from Compassion, it's a real in our lives. Also now in my life, it's a reality. Because, maybe I don't have problems with poverty. I have another problems too, because God have many plans for me and for my life also. But I knew, and I know more people, more of my friends that are sponsored child too, that they have big problems with poverty, that they don't have eat anything for many days, and Compassion was a good opportunity to do it. Compassion provide them food, provide them hope, provide them love. I think that was a blessing that many people here in Australia became an sponsors from other children. So it was good for us as a sponsor child and for the sponsors too.
My own family, we've had three Compassion children in our time. So two young girls in the Philippines and also a little boy in Mexico. And having two sons of my own, we entered into the child sponsorship program when they were young because we wanted them to have brothers and sisters on the other side of the world that they could write to, they could support and grow up with, and it really has been such a special part of our family life. While you're here now, while you're in Sydney, what are you looking forward to experiencing? What are you hoping for?
Well, the first thing that I hope to see here is the hands of God working in another lives through my testimony and through the things that they can see in my life. But also the idea for me is to many children have to be sponsors, and also that they have the same opportunities that I have it in the past. So here in the stand of Compassion, I see many people interested in to become sponsors. So if you have the possibility to do it now.
Now, I know they had, they being Compassion, had a goal of about 300 or so new sponsors to come on board. They've reached 400 already. So how cool is that? Your dream for that as well has been fulfilled.
If they can do more, it was perfect for me. I think that this is the purpose, and I think that this is my job here in Australia, she inspired others to do it. So you can do it now.
You're doing well. And the website to go to, if people want to find out anything about Compassion as such, to find out other stories of other kids, young adults, or choose to sponsor a child themselves, compassion.com.au is the place to go. I've been chatting with Solanli Castelblanco, known as Sol, which means sun to her friends. She's 23 years of age. She's a former Compassion-sponsored child who, with the help of her family, her local church, and of course the organisation of Compassion, was released from poverty. Now her heart is to return to her own country and to help so many other young lives, just as she herself has been helped. Solly, it's been an absolute pleasure to meet you. God bless you. God bless Jewel. Your time while here in Australia, and I'm thinking that there are big things ahead for you guys.
Thank you so much. I really feel happy to be here in Australia, and also I want to say thank you, Compassion. Thank you, sponsors. And for you, thank you so much. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share with many people my testimony and my experience. So was great, and God bless you too so much.
Bienvenido, Solly. And muchas gracias. Again, the website, compassion.com.au.
That was Karen Hunt chatting with former sponsored child Solanli Castelblanco and finding out her story. And what a wonderful success story. I always love to hear the difference that is made in lives of sponsor children. It really makes it more personal when you can actually learn about and meet the people who are being helped. As it says in the Bible, do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. One last time, here is the website, compassion.com.au. Well, thanks for joining us for Solanli's story. I'm Jimmy Colfax, encouraging you to share your story with someone today.
Next time on The Story.
I didn't ever see the full gospel, like from Genesis to Revelation, in art form. So I thought that's something that really needs to be done one day. And so there's a couple of reasons why I wanted to develop this. And one of the reasons is to create a tool that Indigenous Christians could use to be able to go and reach out to non-Indigenous people.
Roger Latham has been a cross-cultural worker with the Indigenous people in the Northern Territory since the late 1990s. While he was there, he came up with an excellent idea to depict the entire redemptive story of the Bible using only contemporary Indigenous arts and symbols. We'll find out the story behind this collaborative artwork next time.
The Story. The Story. Just another way Vision is connecting faith to life. This program is a production of Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, see vision.org.au.